When enough is enough and it is finished. In times past, royal princes had a whipping boy. The whipping boy was the child brought up with the prince or with the young king and punished on his behalf. When the prince or the king was naughty, crucially, the royal and his proxies were friends, so any pain was vicariously felt. It says in the dictionary, whipping boy is the person who is blamed or punished for the faults or the incompetence of others. To truly show our imperial importance and royalty, Jesus moved from his heavenly dimension into our four-dimensional realm to present himself as our whipping boy. It was the innocent for the guilty. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 8. Jesus became our whipping boy in the hope that we would behave as royals. As it says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, called out of darkness into his marvelous light in 1 Peter 2, 9. It says, you made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth, it says in Revelation 5, 10. He came so that we would truly learn what it means to serve, to teach, to love, to forgive, to wash each other's feet, to guide in wisdom, honesty, and humility, and to fulfill the royal law, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, says in James 2, 8. When Jesus was taken prisoner, he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Luke 22, 53. By facing the power of darkness and hate and allowing it to destroy his body, he conquered it and so delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into his kingdom. Colossians 1, 13. It says, Pilate, willing to content the people, delivered Jesus, and when he had scourged him, to be crucified. Mark 15, 15. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed. Deuteronomy 25, 2. Hence, it became the 40 minus 1, so they would not transgress the law of Moses by miscalculating. However, the stripes that Jesus received were the lashes of the Roman flagrum, which had pieces of lead embedded in the end of the leather straps. The scourging would quickly remove the skin. This shredded his chest, body, and upper legs. Many died during such a scourging. Then they plaited a crown of thorn and put a reed in his hand and mocked him. They spat upon him and smote him on the head with the reed. The crown of thorns was pounded on his head to avoid it from falling off. And he was so weakened by the 39 lashes that he was not able to carry his cross all the way. They found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and him they compelled to bear his cross, it says in Matthew 27:32. According to the Catholic Stations of the Cross, Jesus fell down 3 times. But his focus was to forgive. When they crucified Jesus and were pounding the nails through his hands and feet, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Luke 23:34. He requested this for the soldiers who were swept along with the mob spirit of the Pharisees' hate. One thing that is not often mentioned is that the Romans crucified their victims naked. He hung there in utter humiliation, in agony and pain, with his intimate parts exposed on people's eye level. That's why it says, all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off. Luke 23:49. He hung for 6 hours on the cross, gasping for breath and balancing his body weight on the pins that were pounded through his feet and his hands. The Roman Forica and the Vinegar. Recently, I visited a Roman settlement where were the remains of the toilets, along with a poster to show how the Roman soldiers used the toilets back then. However, this is not for the faint-hearted. I quote one part from the poster. There was an open gutter near the customer's feet. This was where they rinsed out the sponges on sticks that they used for toilet paper before dunking them in a bucket of vinegar for disinfecting. Now I'll quote part from the scriptures. There was set a vessel full of vinegar, John 19:28. The rulers mocked him, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. Luke 23:35-36. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots. Matthew 27:34-35. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:45-46. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, and that the scripture might be fulfilled, says, I thirst. And they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. John 19:28-30. He received the vinegar and then enough was enough. And he gave up the ghost. Now, for obvious reasons, he kept the fulfillment of this particular scripture till the very end. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink, it says in Psalm 69:21. This vinegar is recorded in all the four Gospels, so we would realize what it was that the soldiers mockingly did. Shocking? Yet he forgave back then, and he still forgives. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. John 19:32-34. The medical term for this is pericardial effusion, which is the buildup of an excess fluid in the sac-like structure around the heart, the pericardium. This can occur because of injuries such as from chest trauma. It causes severe heart and chest pain with shortness of breath. Love so contrary to our human nature and so beyond comprehension, he died the death of the worst criminal and took the worst punishment that any of us could be given. With accusations flying, being spat upon, punched in the face, scourged, a crown of thorns pounded on his head, falling under his cross, hanging naked for 6 hours, gasping for breath, while these religious vipers spewed their poison at him. And finally, the sponge and the vinegar, which was the cherry on the power of darkness cake. He was unshakable until his mission was fulfilled and we could have salvation available to us. But even death couldn't keep him down. His jaw-dropping resurrection was 3 days later. Is he risen? The question is not, is he risen? Is he alive? There is plenty of proof that he is. The question is he risen in my heart? Is he alive in my heart? My heart is like that grave. Do I prefer to keep my heart closed because I feel there is something stopping me from rolling away that big heavy stone? And besides, there are spiritual forces or keepers there that have sealed it and don't want me to open up about who is inside and that I should just have quiet faith. They don't want me to have Jesus come alive in me and burst open my heart. I need an earthquake to set me free. And behold, there was a great earthquake. And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel said, Don't be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Well, he's not here, for he's risen, just as he said he would. Now with this, I ask the angels to shake me up and open up my heart, and to silence these keepers that try to keep me quiet about who is in my heart. Let them be like dead men. I open the grave of my heart to let Jesus rise from the dead so I can be full of life. As Jesus is risen in my heart, I am not dead. No, I am alive because he is alive in me. At johannpeters.in, there is more pamphlets like these on Noah's Ark, dinosaurs, RFID implant, Jesus in other religions, etc. Plus, there is 9 books that you can download free of charge. Other sites sell my book, but on this site, All is free, so you can pass them on to your friends and to others. And if you take the time to write me, info@johanpeters.in,
then I will take the time to answer.